Hi and welcome to The Beauty Room with me, Natalie Elliott. For those of you who don't know me yet, I'm a beauty expert who likes to explore the beauty issues that affect us all and the brands with solutions to fix them. I'm passionate about the issues that affect real people like you and me, from acne and body positivity, hair loss, hygiene poverty, sustainability and green ethics to how hormones affect our bodies. I explore it all for you. I'm joining forces with OK Beauty Box to delve deeper into the products that are featured within their monthly Beauty Box subscription, as well as the unlimited edition one-off boxes curated by famous faces and celebrities that you all know well. The great thing about these particular boxes are that you get to take a sneak peek behind the beauty regime of your favourite celebs and try out for yourself the products they use to create glowing skin and hair. Remember, you can follow me on Instagram at @thenatalie_e for insider beauty tips, as well as information on the key beauty and self-care issues that affect us all. This month's limited edition OK Beauty Box has been curated by Billy Shepherd. We all know her as a successful TV personality who's constantly juggling her career and family. Billy has two children, the gorgeous Nellie and Arthur, and a third baby on the way, and so finding time to incorporate a beauty regime into her day can be challenging. Like most of us tuning in here today, family health and well-being is extremely important to Billy, but so are her ethics in selecting brands that adopt sustainable practices that are kind to our planet. So finding a brand that provides both affordable, effective products as well as ticking the ethical boxes is essential. And so she has selected a bath product from renowned family brand Child's Farm. Developed by a real mum with a need to soothe her own child's sensitive skin, but with a deep-rooted desire to do good for our planet. You're going to find out that this is a real multi-use product that the whole family will want to use, and a brand story that many of us can relate to. So welcome to the show, the enchanting Joanna Jensen, who is the brand founder and CEO of Child's Farm. This month's limited edition OK Beauty Box has products worth over £200, but you can get your hands on a box today for only £45 by heading to okbeautybox.co.uk now. Remember, there are only a limited number of these boxes available, so get your hands on one today. So any mum or dad will tell you that when you become parents, you suddenly become very aware of the types of products that you're choosing for your baby's skin. Within the limited edition beauty box this month, Billy has selected a product from a very well-known family brand, Child's Farm. Although you may be familiar with the brand, you may not know the founder, Joanna Jensen, who created these gorgeous, gentle and effective products with her own children in mind. I'm delighted to be joined by Joanna now, who's going to explain more about Child's Farm, the brand, and the special product that Billy has selected for the box. So welcome along, Joanna. Lovely to meet you.
And lovely to meet you. Thank you for having me, Natalie.
You're welcome. And let's start by talking about the incredible journey that you've had and how on earth you came about to creating your own brand.
Well, I think it's that old adage, isn't it, that necessity is the mother of invention. And I mean, I was always a natural medicine and beauty product advocate. And when I had my own children, particularly my youngest Bella, who was born with eczema and really super sensitive skin, I looked to find something for her skin and I couldn't find anything. And nothing had moved on since I was a child in the 70s with eczema. It was all about putting on steroid cream or emollients that sit on your skin and act as a barrier rather than actually nourishing and nurturing your skin to make it feel better. And so in a fit of pique, I thought the thing to do is actually do it myself. But when you've got a baby that's got eczema, you feel completely helpless. They can't talk to you. They can't talk to you about what pain they're in. All you can see is red, raw and painful. And you want to do something to help. And I couldn't find anything. So I took the radical decision of doing it myself. First, making the products at home, but then enlisting the help of a manufacturer in Kent who helped me to produce the products, which remain those wonderful soothing products that make up the Child's Farm range.
Yeah, brilliant. And what's the brand ethos moving on now? So obviously it came from a necessity, but and you're very family oriented as a brand, which we're going to talk about a bit more in a moment. But what is the brand's current mission and ethos?
Well, it is never deviated from when we started it, which is it's allowing people to be happy in their skin, but you have to do that in the right way. And we describe that as being good value. It's got to be affordable, but also it's got to operate within good values. So ethics, values, responsibility are absolutely core, and part of that is obviously sustainability. And so everything that we do and we create, we use as many natural origin ingredients as we can. We know where every single one comes from. We know who produces them. In most instances, we know the farmer. We actively look for products that help communities, that are cooperatives, and that, and some of those ingredients which are byproducts of other industries, so like the food industry, a cracking one is something like our orange fragrance is a byproduct of the orange juice industry. Brilliant. So it's trying to reuse as much that is out there that would otherwise be destroyed or got rid of. But that has been through everything. And so our packaging, really think about it. We've never done sachets. We've looked about making things as big as possible. We're one of the first brands ever to use PCR plastic. Mm-hmm. Now all our bottles are 100% ocean prevented, mm-hmm. Post-consumer recycled plastic. So, and that again is another community initiative. We work with a company in Indonesia, and it's a socio-economic initiative. Local communities will go and collect this plastic before it hits the ocean and take it to a depot where it's cleaned, chipped, sent back to the UK and turned into our bottles. Fantastic. So when you look at an environment like Indonesia, which has got 223 million people drinking bottled water, there are many issues there. But what we're trying to do is encourage people to make money by doing their own cleanups, because there's no waste management operating in Indonesia. So everything that we've always done has been about doing the right thing for the right reasons. Yeah. And it boils down to good value within good values.
Yeah. I mean, this is great to hear, because I know that, you know, for many people tuning in today, these values are really important to them, but they just wouldn't know where to start, would they? They would just be sort of thinking, well, I'd love to be able to do better for the world around me, but how on earth can I as a single person do that? Well, by choosing brands like Child's Farm, that's how you're doing your bit, aren't you? Because you're able to do it on a wider level. And then, you know, consumers can just buy into that.
You're absolutely right, Natalie. We do the heavy lifting for our parents. They've got enough going on in their lives anyhow. If we can help give them into intelligence about how better to do things. But it is exactly as you say, look for brands that are actively and consciously trying to be better. And B Corp is a wonderful symbol, a certification of that, which, of course, Child's Farm is a B Corp. Many people don't know what a B Corp is, and it is brands who take their ethical and responsibility and their sustainability, and they're looking after their staff and looking after the staff and their supply chain incredibly seriously. We get independently marked by the B Corp group, and they tell us how well we've done. Mm. When we get our certification, fantastic, but it doesn't stop there. To maintain being a B Corp, you have to do better and better and better and better as the years go on. Yeah. And you're reevaluated after 3 years. And the last thing anyone wants to do is to lose that status. So those sort of things, you want to look for signs on brands that you buy that include registration with someone like Cruelty Free International, mm-hmm. who will rigorously ascertain which ingredients that you use, not once, but every year. Yeah. And they want to understand that whole history of where your ingredients come from. Yeah. And if vegan is important to you, the only one that we think adds value is the Vegan Society, again, because they look at the whole of your supply chain. They don't just look at it once. They look at it again and again and again. And their reputation is enhanced by the fact that both CFI and the Vegan Society have got such a high bar of entry. But as a consumer, my goodness, it's so confusing.
Yeah,
and you don't know what it is that you should be buying. And we as brands and publications need to share this information with others. We're always at risk of greenwashing. And again, I mean, that's an area I think we need more regulation, so people can't just say flyaway comments, which actually have no value whatsoever. Mm. But we all have to, if we all collectively really interrogate those products that we buy, and the brands that we use, we will understand more about what our own footprint is when it comes to looking after our planet.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, certainly the industry as a whole has come a long way, both in terms of the manufacturing and then the actual purchasing of the products, isn't it? I mean, the mentality of consumers is so different today to what it was even only 10 years ago. And things like COP26 have really highlighted that actually, not just within beauty or self-care, within transport, within, you know, everything, food, every major industry globally needs to be looking at its processes and how it can better itself. I mean, people want to consume, don't they, at the rate they consume at. No one wants to cut back on what they want to do, but it's how can we continue that in a way that is absolutely sustainable for the planet and the people around us. So, I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. The B Corp, look out for that black B, really. That's the one to look for, isn't it? Because it really does demonstrate that a company has been completely assessed down to its nth level. And it's, you know, it's really helping and thinking about every step of the way. So that's great. Well, let's get on to the product in the box. So Billy's chosen the Charles Farm Everyday Sensitive Bubble Bath in Organic Sweet Orange. Sounds absolutely delicious. And I know that she's chosen this because she's a busy mum. She's got two little ones, Nellie and Arthur, and the third baby on the way. So she's extremely busy. And I know that she's always trying to look for products that she can use for the whole family. And this is part of your new family range, isn't it? So can you tell me a bit more about the family range?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, obviously, we're the number one brand for baby and child in the UK, and we've proven our ability to soothe, moisturise, and really look after dry, sensitive, and even eczema-prone skin. Mm-hmm. And it felt like a natural progression for us. We knew our parents, 27% of our users are adults, and we knew that they wanted to use the Charles they were using the Charles Farm products themselves. But we felt, and the feedback we were given is, they don't mind having a tractor in the shower, but actually they would love it if they had something which was a bit more sophisticated and something they could use for the whole family. Yeah. Because, you know, again, one thing that we do with baby and child is that everything is suitable for newborns and upwards. Mm-hmm. So mum feels comfy in that transition from the baby range to the child range. Yeah. She can do it when she feels comfy. When baby is just more excited by, you know, wonderful fragrances. And so the family range is all about, you know, when your child has just got a bit more input in what you're doing, and that your family has grown, you've got one bottle for each need that can suit you all. And I think that's so important, especially as we're going through this cost of living crisis. You want to look and you want to pick what is going to work for you and all of your family in one bottle. And that was really the purpose of the family range.
Yeah, lovely.
There's something for everyone in the family, and you're still looking after your skin at that different stage that you go through, knowing that there's a brand that you can absolutely trust, that it's going to look after every different age group skin type.
Yeah.
And it's so exciting for us.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I mean, it takes away the real headache for mums. You know, when you are worried about, oh, I've got a newborn baby, I've got one at sort of two, one at six, I've got my husband or my partner that also needs to wash. And actually, you know, I was talking to my partner about this. We've got four children between us, so we're really busy all the time. And we were talking about, you know, how do families like us, how are we going to, you know, juggle the cost, the increased cost of living? And one of the fun things we thought we'd bring back is family bath time. You know, do you remember the whole time where you all get in the bath and it's a playtime, it's fun, and everyone feels comfortable, and you know, mum doesn't have to worry about what is in the water. You know, it's just lovely, and the lovely scent as well. And you mentioned that the orange is a byproduct of the food industry, so upcycling is a really new thing, really a relatively new term, isn't it, within the beauty industry. So could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, I mean, first things first, you know, we're known for our fabulous fragrance, and orange has been at the core of that. In our family, it was known as Happy Juice. It's orange essential oil, because you smell it, you smile. It reminds you of Christmas stockings and the Satsuma in the bottom. Yeah. You know, holidays, going to those hotels where they have that orange juice machine.
Yeah, lovely.
Fascinated by those. But also, it's just summer in a bottle. The other thing about orange essential oil is you can use it neat on a baby's skin. It doesn't cause any reaction. Now, interestingly enough, lavender oil, you can never use neat on anyone's skin because it will burn you. But it's a fantastic contra for a burn. If you apply lavender oil, it will really help soothe it. So orange for us has always been this fantastic fragrance for many reasons. It makes you happy, it makes you smile, and it is usable on any form of skin type. So that is great. And then the fact that we've managed to source this orange essential oil from the juicing industry, because of course the essential oil comes from the skin. So when you're making orange juice, you're discarding the skin. Well, we now can use that skin and take everything out of it. So ultimately, all that's left is the pith, and that can compost. So it is from an ethical and a sustainable standpoint, it ticks all the boxes. And it's a wonderful fragrance. It lingers. So when you do have a bath, it will, smell the whole floor out. And it makes you smile.
Which is so nice. That's what we need, isn't it? I mean, bath time, especially for babies, it's a fun time. So you want as many reasons to
Totally.
smile as possible. So I assume you're really pleased to be part of the Beauty Box.
No, absolutely thrilled to pieces. And I look and see who's in there with us. And it's a real, I think it's a great, brilliantly crafted box. So well done. It's something for everyone, and it's all clean beauty, which is so important. And it's, I mean, we it, and I think, the fact that OK are actually supporting the importance of clean beauty and highlighting how important that is for us as citizens of this planet is fabulous.
This month's limited edition OK Beauty Box has products worth over £200, but you can get your hands on a box today for only £45 by heading to okbeautybox.co.uk now. Remember, there are only a limited number of these boxes available, so get your hands on one today. Such a great time if you haven't tried any of the Childs Farm products so far, or if you're a new mum, or even if you're not a parent and you just fancy some luxurious bath time, definitely go ahead and have a look at buying the box because it's a great chance to try out the products. And you can head to okbeautybox.co.uk to do that. So let's end by talking about you as a beauty boss. People are always so fascinated to find out what's your beauty regime? What do you do to keep on top of yourself? Presumably, you're very busy as well. So what do you do to keep your skincare up to date?
Now, do you know, this is fascinating. Oh, the chemist that works for Childs Farm, she and I had this long conversation when she first joined about cleanse, tone, moisturise. And I said, do you really have to do all three things? And she said, when she was at her previous employer, she said, yes, you do. And I didn't believe it until they did a series of trials. And so cleaning your skin, obviously hugely important. It cleans out your pores. Keeps them nice and fresh. I actually use the Kate Somerville product for that because I use it in the shower every morning and I find I can just get it into the roots of my hair. I've got menopausal skin, so it just really enriches it. It doesn't dry it out. Then toning. I mean, toning adds a little level of moisture, which when you then apply your moisturizer afterwards, it retains that moisture and keeps your skin a lot more dewy. And it really does help with the moisturization process. So cleanse, tone, moisturizing, really, really super important. The other thing that we're really bad about, us Northern Europeans, is moisturizing our body. And the difference it makes in the summer, this hot summer that we've just had, you'll find that your skin is so much better because you're applying sun cream the whole time. If you apply moisturizer twice or three times a day to your skin, it will change your skin beyond belief. Our mantra within Childs Farm is moisturize, moisturize, moisturize. And it will help dry skin, it will help irritated skin, it will help eczema prone skin because you're constantly nurturing and nourishing your skin. So I will always use a body moisturizer or a spray, and I use Childs Farm moisturizer. I use any one of them because I go through moments. I want the baby moisturizer and then I want the children's one. But I also use our baby oil, which is a mixture of coconut oil, rosemary seed oil, sunflower oil, and a little bit of olive oil.
So
And
deeply nourishing, yeah.
I love it because I can spray it on my legs, rub it in, put my jeans on, and it doesn't, and I can spray my back,
Yeah.
And it's that body moisturizing is so important. And go for a really good facial moisturizer, particularly if you are getting older, and do not forget your SPF.
Yeah.
But the UV rating is still high. Make sure, protect your skin, not only from damage, but from aging, lines and wrinkles. It makes a profound difference.
I mean, you just mentioned their menopausal skin. I mean, a woman's skin goes through so much in her lifetime when we're on the various chapters of life. And actually, menopausal skin is quite similar to pregnant or post-pregnant skin because of the hormone fluctuations, isn't it? So
absolutely,
you're going through similar things. So the same applies no matter what age your skin is at various stages of a female's life. In fact, we've had very little time where our skin's calm and our hormones are calm.
You know. And do you know, men, they don't have a change to their skin really till they're in their 60s. And how unfair is that?
Yeah.
But I always say, just remember that your skin cells are like bricks, and you need to make sure the mortar between those cells is really well looked after. You look at a wall and the mortar has crumbled away. That's creating dry skin, and it also leaves your skin vulnerable for irritation and infection. So as long as you keep constantly thinking about filling in the mortar of the bricks of your skin cells, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, thank you so much for your input today, Joanna. It's lovely to meet you. And I'm sure it's lovely for people to put a face to a name as well, a face to a brand. It's lovely to hear the backstory and how it all came about. And as I've mentioned to people, head to okbeautybox.co.uk to buy your box today. Thank you so much. This month's limited edition OK Beauty Box has products worth over £200, but you can get your hands on a box today for only £45 by heading to okbeautybox.co.uk now. Remember, there are only a limited number of these boxes available, so get your hands on one today. As a beauty expert, I'm a real fan of the products that Billie has chosen within her box because of the naturally derived ingredients that are so effective. As busy families, we all want to feel our best, but with limited time, this can be tough. The brands in this box will certainly help you if your time's short. I hope you've enjoyed this deep dive into some of the products within this box this month, and I look forward to sharing more information with you soon.